This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And by the way, tonight, Salem, Oregon. Hello, hello. KSLM, AM 1220, FM 104.3. Welcome to the family, the Captain's America Third Watch family. We appreciate everybody out there, and we'll be talking more about that as the show moves along. But I want to say special thanks always go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world by the satellite and the internet, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Not to forget about the bulk mail center sorting the mail for you right now to be delivered to your mailbox today, and the bulk mail haulers hauling that mail back and forth. Thank you for keeping America rolling. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All kinds of goodies over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And partake in some of that stuff that's over there. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, a lot of people yesterday, National Day of Prayer, that was all reiterated all around the country, including at the White House. Now, the Democrats have declared war on Attorney General Barr. We already know that they had a long time prior declared war on the Trump administration in general. But Nancy Pelosi comes out and says he's not telling the truth to the Congress. And I have no idea what the hell she's talking about. They're nitpicking on some things that were said. But they don't have anything. They've got nothing. These Democrats have got nothing and nobody, and they are going to get their butts handed to them in 2020, because the more they do, and yeah, we get mad, and yeah, we get upset, and this, that, and the other, but guess what? I'm so glad that we've got the insane running the asylum.
Exactly right, Captain. You know, I don't know what she's really talking about either. I think that they are simply trying to craft a narrative. They're trying to get a ball rolling, as it were, to now go after William Barr. We continue to hear the same kind of phraseology, namely that he's attacking our democracy, or somehow this is an attack on our democracy. Here we go again. I don't know. Maybe that phrase did well in polling earlier on, or their own sort of internal polls, and so they want to bring that phrase back again. But it really is quite interesting to see the lengths that they're willing to go, and they won't stop with this, even though we had a little bit of light earlier in the week with the idea that there might be a good deal on infrastructure coming. But all that aside, we're back to the same thing again.
Well, you know, $2 trillion worth of infrastructure isn't going to fly because they've added a whole bunch of stuff to it, and they're going to do the line items on it. They're going to add the little columns like they'd like to pencil things in, and the $2 trillion will become $2.5 or $3 trillion, mark my words.
Yeah, very possible. And but at the same time, though, I think you're right when you talk about the Democrats are going to lose badly in 2020, given what we know at this moment in time, because they're not doing anything for the country. You know, I raised the question the other night: what do Jerry Nadler and Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff? What do they do all day long, other than try to get Trump? I mean, are they doing any kind of congressional business? Is there anything that's actually happening for the nation, or are they simply obsessed with trying to negate the 2016 election? I think it's the latter.
Well, Adam Schiff or someone in his office is leaking like a sieve to the media things that shouldn't be going out there, and they're rattling in their boots right now because they realize that the Inspector General's report is the next one around the corner that's going to be released, and we've already been told there are about 24 names of individuals that we've not heard many of that are going to be referred for criminal prosecution in that report. Now, the other one that's coming out, the report about the Pfizer report and how they got this and that and all these different things that they got, the mechanism they used, the people that were involved, could involve as many as 90 different people, I'm being told.
This, you know, talk about bombshell. And, you know, we've heard that term so much throughout the Mueller investigation, and it was overused by certain cable networks, shall we say. But the real bombshells are coming. And I think, Captain, that
the Democrats know it, too.
And the Democrats know it, and I think that they're trying to saturate, again, the media with all this stuff about Trump and all these made-up hoaxes, as opposed to when the actual thing is really going to hit the fan and the American people are going to be stunned by this, and there's going to be a real cry, I think, for actual justice.
Well, if they can discredit Attorney General Barr, it will be halfway home to saving some of their proverbial butts, and that's what they're trying to do.
Well, exactly. Because, again, the whole reaction to 2016 and the election of Donald Trump is a reaction to loss of power. And when they're coming after Trump, don't forget, they're coming after you, too, the voter. They're angry at the voters just as much as they're ever angry at Donald Trump, I think.
Right, and we're coming up on a break right now. Here comes some music in my ear. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. A special shout-out to all those that were in attendance last night in Tampa over in Brandon at the River Church. The all-new Tampa Club 45 of Hillsborough County, and had a big crowd there last night, a big turnout, a lot of very happy people, heard a lot of great things, and we're all in it together. It's We the People. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and you can ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving too, because GEICO offers coverage for everything from your motorcycle to your ATV, your boat, your RV, by the way, your snowmobile, and it can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I'm one of them. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or go to the web, or go to your telephone book and look it up under insurance for your local GEICO agent right there wherever you're at. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to say, and there was a question that was asked last night at the big Trump meeting that we had in Tampa. Kyle, do you hate the Democrats?
Well, of course not.
Okay, you just don't agree with their philosophy and their way of doing things, and some of them are really misguided because they've been brainwashed for going on about 10 years now, ever since Barack Obama got in, that the sky was blue, or sky was green, cows didn't give milk, they laid golden eggs, and all this other crap that was out there. You know, if you like your health care, you can keep your health care. We went through all that, Obamacare. The economy was upside down and backwards, and they were trying to do the transformation, the fundamental transformation of America, as was discussed and talked about by Barack Obama, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
So, how about the Democrats? Do you think they hate the Republicans?
Well, I think there are some on the far left.
Many of them on the far left.
Who do actually, they do actually hate the other people, and that's a sad, sad reality, I think.
Now, there are quite a few Democrats
that are in the middle, that are on the bubble. And they actually pay attention to things that are going on. And more of them are asking questions. And believe it or not, according to the numbers that are out there, which is why they're trying, I guess, this big registration this summer with the young people, many of the older Democrats that have been Democrats for years are going, wait a minute, this isn't working. And they're not telling us the truth. They're leaving the Democratic Party.
Well, exactly. I mean, the Democrat Party seems to be, you know, taken over by the likes of AOC or Ilhan Omar and others, certainly many of the Dem hopefuls, Spartacus, shall
Richard
we say.
Richard Blumenthal, that jackass out of Hawaii, Hirona.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's the face of the Democratic Party.
That's right, that's right. And I think that, you know, regular folks who are trying to make a living, trying to raise their families, looking to send their kids to college, doing whatever, you know, people are doing, they're looking at the Democrat Party and especially the party leadership and what's encroaching on, you know, with the so-called Democrat socialism, and they're saying, wait a minute, this isn't the kind of Democrat Party that we always supported or, you know, wanted to vote for. But they are seeing, I think, President Trump and his policies, his attitude, you know, who cares about the tweets or all these things and people trying to rile up about, but it's about the results of what's happening for people and their lives. And honestly, you know, these kinds of policies, the rising tide lifts all the boats. And I think that's going to have a major impact on where not only the Democrat Party is going, or going down, as it were, but where actual people are going, they're going to go up.
And I was I had a lot of people come up to me last night that were former Democrats that were now supporters of Donald Trump. And the reason for it is they said, you know, we had all this stuff with CNN. We had all this stuff with MSNBC. Those were the places where we were watching. And ABC News, we were watching those because that was the mainstream news media. And that's what we watched for years and we were continuing to watch. And then it dawned on us that they weren't telling us the truth. And I heard this from at least a dozen former Democrats that walked up to me that complimented me for the way that I talked about things, because I don't ram stuff down their throat. I try to let them know who's wrong, why they're wrong, and why you need to come over to the other side, or at least get off the fence and make a decision, because your country needs you.
Well, exactly. And I love what you're describing, Captain, because you're talking about the idea of the marketplace of ideas.
Yep.
And this is where Americans traditionally have you know, discussed all these different important issues for our country, whether you were looking for a Republican president or a Democrat president over the last several decades. Most Americans had the general same direction of values and wants for the country, that's where we need to get back to. But unfortunately, we've been thrown into this because of these cable network channels, and simply digging in, and as you said, essentially giving, shall we say, false information to the people over a period of time, where they've lost all their credibility now, as far as I'm concerned.
And there's a reason why we have more listeners at any given time, Monday through Saturday, on this radio show than they do on MSNBC, and a lot of the times, not all the times, but a lot of the times, than CNN. It's because we don't go out there and just throw something up on the wall and see if it's going to stick, just because we want to get a point across that may not even be an accurate or legitimate report. You can't do that and be dependable or reliable in this business.
Well,
you
no, and especially when it becomes sort of evident that an entire organization is headed a certain direction politically for a political purpose, and not to simply try to get to the bottom of things. This kind of people understand that, they see that, and they reject it. And you know, politics isn't pretty. You know, people disagree about politics all the time, but the thing is that we're all trying to do politics so that we can actually better our nation, and not so that we can simply have one particular ideology, shall we say, come in and subvert what the basis of our democracy, the basis of our republic truly is in the Constitution.
And 168 radio stations later, heard in a bunch of top 25 markets and several top 10 markets around the country. I'm not making this stuff up when I tell you folks there are nights we have more listeners than MSNBC does, or CNN, depending on what it is that they're doing And I'm very proud of that, because you put your honor and your trust in us and people like Kyle Warren, who's the best of the best, in my opinion.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's very, very gracious of you. I appreciate that.
Now, let's get into the talk here about, because I don't want to dwell on all this. Let's get into the talk about what happened in Florida last night. The legislature finally officially passed the anti-sanctuary city bill in Florida, which has gone to the governor for signature. And we had a statement made by the newly elected mayor in Tampa here, Jane Castor, a Democrat, that they weren't going to go along with the requirements that the police tip off ICE about the illegals that were here, this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? Now under federal law and now under state law, once the governor signs this, they are going to have to let ICE know where these people are that they're holding in their jails, because if they don't, they'll be in violation of not only federal law, but also state law.
Well, exactly right. And it seems to follow. And again, you know, we're supposed to have an organizational structure of how we administer dealing with those who have come to the country illegally and so forth. It is not, and I repeat, is not somehow an extension of the KKK or something like that. Remember Kamala Harris, when she thought that somehow ICE was perceived as a KKK-style operation, this kind of thing?
Yeah, and do you and I understand this, but folks, let me tell you something. Anything the Democrats accuse the Republicans of doing, they have done or are doing themselves right now.
Well, exactly, and that's the whole point behind this. Even the so-called Russia collusion stuff, you know, this kind of stuff is getting projected onto Donald Trump for a very specific reason.
And I'm glad you said that, because bottom of the hour, and I'm waiting to talk about this in a final segment with you and me, is that we're going to be talking about the Ukraine involvement, because the Ukraine came out yesterday and talked about how they were pursued by the Democratic National Committee. Let me see, DNC. Wasn't that Debbie Wasserman Schultz back in 2016?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah,
and they were pursued to try to get information to get dirt on Donald Trump, for which they were willing to pay, which is how they got Paul Manafort, who was corrupt. I'll give you that. He was corrupt. He had a reputation of doing things very shady over the years, going back to Richard Nixon. But that's how they got him. They also had a sting operation going on with Papadopoulos that came out. We heard about the FBI informant that was used. I mean, you know, it was the government of the United States spying on the competition.
Exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be coming right back with Kyle Warren and a lot more, and we're going to get into this, because if you don't believe what I'm telling you, it's unbelievable, but it is, in fact, what happened. Okay, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy Sleepy
Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
Obama. So you think
Obama.
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, I wish him well. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
The president also asked about the extremely volatile situation in Venezuela.
He's actually a brave person, and because I know what he's going through, I'm speaking to our people all the time. He's a brave guy, and what's happening in Venezuela, said, when you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food, and they don't have water, and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice.
People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And again, special shout out to our new listeners listening in on KSLM. That's a K out there on the West Coast in Salem, Oregon. AM 1220, FM 104.3. Welcome aboard, and we appreciate you guys and gals very much. And, of course, we have an open phone line here that you can call anytime you want to make an opinion or ask a question of our guests, and it's 877-969-8600. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about the Democrats and all the accusations that they make against the Republicans, whether it's Attorney General Barr or the President or the Department of Defense or Rick Perry, Department of Defense, whoever it is, just pick a name, okay, that whatever they accuse the Republicans of doing, they are, in fact, doing themselves.
Well, sure. And it's interesting, too, that whatever accusations are leveled, no matter how fantastical they may sound, there are many, and I don't want to say everyone, but many in the media who will jump on that and try to help to get it to critical mass. But if it was reversed and you said something about President Obama, just to pick a name, or any other prominent Democrat or a Democrat organization, those same people in the media would say, no, that how can that be? This kind of thing, and they wouldn't jump on it and try to get it to critical mass. I think that's a big distinction.
Now, Hillary is not going away, and she still refuses to lose. Some of the comments she's making out there on her, I don't know what she's on. She's on some sort of tour or circuit about it. It's not a book this time. I don't know. Is it a movie? I mean, what are they doing now, her and Bill?
I think they're still doing the Have the Night with the Clintons or something.
Where oh, boy.
Listen to
well,
it.
It's not going over very well, but she's been talking about how, you know, she got the race was stolen from her for this, that, and the other, and the Russians did this, the Russians did that. Well, we now know that the Ukraine yesterday publicly made public the fact that the Democratic National Committee, at the time under the control of Debbie Wasserman Schultz in 2016, reached out to Ukraine to try to get dirt on Donald Trump, on Paul Manafort, on Donald Trump Jr., anybody they could about what was going on in the Ukraine. Why? Because weren't they trying to put a hurricane? Weren't they trying to put a hotel there?
I believe so.
And weren't they trying to do some weren't there some business dealings going on? By the way, wasn't Paul Manafort later found out to be an unregistered agent for the Ukraine?
That's right.
Wasn't John Podesta and his brother also found out to be the same?
Right.
Okay, that's why I say be careful what you wish for, Democrats, because I think Podesta knows that he's about to get hung out to dry, too. And what did John Podesta do in 2016, I might ask?
What was that?
He was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is going to roll over on who to keep this thing bouncing up the ladder? Well, who's going to do that? Somebody's going to do it on the Democratic side. You know it.
Well, yes, exactly. And of course, then the question is, how high would it really go?
I guarantee you go right in the White House to at least Susan Rice.
Well, exactly.
If not further.
Well, you know, and of course the idea, now there's this word that's been out there, and of course Attorney General Barr was sort of chastised for using this word when he was testifying on the Hill to the Senate. The word spying, you know,
yeah.
It seems like there was a lot of spying going on from the highest echelons of the American government during the 2016 election into the Trump campaign, shall we say. And, you know, so all this stuff is going to be coming out. And also what's very interesting, Captain, is that this wasn't a case of some Russian lawyer looked to make some meeting at Trump Tower to try to do this and that. This is the DNC soliciting the
right
from the
actually paying money to get information.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's like an open and shut, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to find out more about this because, again, this is why the Inspector General report that's coming out next, the Pfizer report coming out after that, this is why the Democrats are trying to throw everything they can onto the fire to get the fire burning so they can have some cover, but it's not going to work. And by the way, President Trump is not going to back down. He said that his attorney, Don McGahn, is not going to testify in front of Congress. He can execute executive privilege, and that takes care of that. Same with Attorney General Barr, executive privilege. And the Democrats can sit there and make all the noise they want, but they can't do a damn thing about it.
Well, no, and of course, I think Attorney General Barr is correct in not simply showing up to the House, hearings, and then being questioned by different staff attorneys. You know, this is entirely irregular. He's a member of the cabinet, and the members of Congress can put the questions. But this is, again, going way far afield. And for some reason, it's just okay for the Congress or the Democrat-controlled committee to do this because, of course, it's all about getting Trump. So we found now that everything that underlies our society, we can throw out the window in the pursuit of getting Trump for some reason. And I think that's going to come back to bite him one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, Kyle has a great show also. We'll tell you how to hear that in just a minute or so here. But, Kyle, if you're a bug on the wall and you're sitting in all these meetings and these rooms and all this stuff that's going on right now, what do you think you're going to hear from the Democrats who are trying to cook up their next concoction? Who's next?
Well, they're going after Attorney General Barr. They'll go after Horowitz, of course, I think, once the IG report really, you know, comes out. The idea, of course, is just to continue to discredit and continue to try to, again, get with a, some sort of media campaign, for lack of a better term, so that there's so much noise going on and there's so much you know, talking about Trump and his tweets and or his hair or whatever it is, that people are just maybe going to just get exhausted by the whole thing and tune out. But I don't think they're going to tune out too much, Captain, when real indictments come down about actual maneuvers to try to take out the president, for lack of a, and I can't even imagine we're actually talking about this kind of stuff.
And
that's
what
they were trying to do.
And I get and I understand the Collard Pivot strategy going back to 1963, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society, and all that stuff. I get it. I understand it. I've read it. I've studied it over and over again. I've read the Collard Pivot strategy. I've read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the 13 Rules. As a matter of fact, I keep them right here in front of me so I can refer to what rule it is that they're talking about when they talk about some stupid thing that's coming out about somebody like Attorney General Barr and whatnot. You know, I can tell you what rule it is they're getting into. And actually, there's three rules involved there. But you have to understand these things. And once you do, you understand that you're dealing with dangerous people, dangerous leaders that keep throwing the same thing out there over and over and over and over and over again, because they figure the more they say it, the better the chances are it'll be picked up as being the gospel or the truth eventually, because nobody on our side is challenging them. We need to go on the offensive and challenge them every time they do something and come up with something stupid, and just go after them and go after them and go after them and go after them with the facts that they don't possess.
Well, exactly, because for some reason they want to destabilize everything that seems to be the foundational basis of the United States.
Of America, yep.
Exactly. They want to destabilize it.
Fundamental transformation of America right in front of your eyes, folks.
Exactly right. And because by doing so, they find that they could increase their power.
And by the way, what did Joe Biden say this week? Well, we want to fundamentally transform America back to the way it was.
Right. Whatever that means.
Well, it means the way it was under Barack Obama when they were going towards the one world order and the one government, one size fits all insurance, this, that, and the other, and the government knows best and they can do this, that, and the other. That's what they want, and that is not the way we do business in this country. We have something called competition.
Well, exactly right. And they've run into a true rugged individual in Donald Trump.
Yes.
You know, say what you want about Donald Trump, but he is a rugged individual.
Yep.
You know, you mentioned about Hillary Clinton, and she can't lose the election. You know, she can't finally do that because she keeps blaming how that she lost and this, that, and the other thing. Well, I think we now know what kind of president she really would have been. She just can't handle the pressure. So,
and I learned a lot about Donald Trump from the age of 17 on up to his adulthood through his former classmate at the New York Military Academy. I learned a lot last night listening to that gentleman speak. Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Yes, there is some bad weather out there. Yes, there is some flooding again. Bettendorf, Iowa, and Davenport, Iowa, you had that levee breach and a lot of water downtown. Ooh, what a mess. And, of course, a lot of that's coming downstream. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Greetings, Clearwater Revival, to get your blood boiling this morning. And good morning to Trucker Eric. Good morning to Trucker Mark. Hello to Cab Woman and Road Dog. Hello to Kat, my favorite Marine. And hello to all the dry guys and gals that are out there on the highways and byways tonight. And for those of you headed down to Laredo, we do have a severe weather statement now for Texas right along the Mexican-Texas border, starting right up in about Langtree, down to Del Rio, down to Eagle Pass, Cotula, Geraldo, and Rock Springs. We have a severe thunderstorm watch and warning right now. There is some bad weather coming that way. If you're in Laredo right now, you can see off to your west a lot of lightning. Now, that seems to be moving pretty much to the east. So, Laredo, you might be spared, but I wouldn't count on it because there's quite a bit of rain, quite a bit of lightning, and quite a bit of wind in these storms. And I'm not going to say that it could have a tornado, but I am looking at the weather radar right now in that area, and there's some areas of very bright red, which means that you certainly have got some bad thunderstorms coming your direction. So be careful. Now, let me read the weather statement that's out here this morning. Several thunderstorms are forecast today and tonight over central and western Texas and the lower Ohio Valley. Thunderstorms in these areas may produce damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. So that's what I said. You know, I got the big bright red down there in Texas, so you never know what that's going to be. And additionally, several rounds of thunderstorms with heavy rain across these areas will bring the threat for flash flooding through the night. Now, we know that in Iowa, where we had all that rain, the Quad Cities, Bettendorf and Davenport, Iowa, where the levee actually broke and allowed the water into downtown Davenport, they've got a real mess up there. Now, this water up there is all headed downstream. So you're not out of the woods down there in Memphis and further downriver. And by the way, Kentucky, western Kentucky, southwestern Ohio, Cincinnati, also southern Indiana, and southeastern Illinois, you've got rain, you've got flood watches and warnings in that area right now. And again, going downstream towards Memphis, I can guarantee you the river is going to continue to rise. I don't want to wish any bad luck on anybody, but pay attention. Pay attention. And you do have quite an area of rain tonight, just general rain. I don't see any thunderstorm watches or warnings in it. But the eastern third of Oklahoma, the western third of Missouri, and all across the northeastern part of Texas, which would include I-20 and I-30 going towards Arkansas, you've got rain right now, so be advised of that. Now, let's stay out west. We'll go a little bit further west. Let's go up into Colorado. You're looking good for the most part. You've got a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning in the western part of the state, in the mountains up in the northwestern part of Colorado tonight and southwestern Colorado. Up in Wyoming, you've got rain in the eastern one-third on and off today of Wyoming. And in the western part of Nebraska, you've got rain there. You also have some unsettled weather conditions today up in Montana. It looks like as if there's some winds up there to boot. So you got that to contend with. You've got freeze and frost warnings in the Medford, Oregon area. Also in Redding, California, straight north towards the Oregon border. Be advised, you've got freeze and frost warnings there as well. Now, Detroit, looks like you might be getting some rain right now. There's a little bit more rain to the west, and it'll be over after a while. I don't see anything once that clears other than some windy conditions, especially in northern Michigan and the eastern part of Iowa. Again, Quad Cities is included in this along I-80. Now, looking over on the East Coast, I don't see much of anything to bother anybody all the way from Maine down I-95 all the way to the bottom and all the way up and down I-75. You're looking good there, except for that rain that you'll run into probably around Cincinnati as you head north out of Kentucky towards Ohio. So there you go.
And, again, be careful in Texas. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, those of you that have seen what I'm driving one of their Titan pickup trucks, and a lot of people last night wanted to see it, and I showed it to them. Because, you know, they say, well, how can you get 22 and 23 and 24 miles to the gallon with this truck when it's a big V8 engine? Well, it's simple. You get out of the interstate highway, or you get out of the Veterans Expressway or the Suncoast Parkway, and you put the cruise on, and you just cruise on along. Now, if the speed limit's 70, obviously you just set it at 70 and don't worry about it. If it's 65, you set it at 65. If it's 60, you set it at 60 and let the cruise drive you. And that's how I get the mileage I get. It's that simple. Now, the cars are even better equipped than that, because their system, once you set the cruise, it'll actually slow down. If people slow down in front of you, it'll slow down the vehicle and speed back up again when they get back up to speed. I've never seen anything quite like it. The last car I had did that, a Nissan Murano. But Moss Family Automotive has four dealerships. They have a Nissan dealership in Crystal River. They have a Nissan dealership in Newport Richey. They have the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, certified pre-owned cars, up there in Homosassa Springs. And then they have the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet in North Del Mabry here in Tampa. And that is the rising star in Tampa for car dealers. Everybody is looking at what they're doing because they have been setting records at all of their locations, but they are setting records in Tampa, and people come from all across the country to buy a vehicle. Four words, ladies and gentlemen. And I challenge you to get a dealer to commit to this one 24/7, 365. Four words. You serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, on the job and retired, 911 dispatchers too. You all get preferred pricing, which saves you thousands of dollars off a new vehicle. If you want to buy certified pre-owned, you get it wholesale. You get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to repairs. You also get free oil changes for life. You also get free tire change or rotations for life. It just doesn't get any better. From a Christian, family-owned business that all shares the same principle, and that's the customer is the boss. And they honor America. They honor America, which is why I'm involved with them. I absolutely subscribe to the principles that they put forward. And Catwoman just chimed in and said, hello from Effington. Breezy here. Well, at least it's not snowing, kiddo. Snow fog. Oh, snow fog? Really? Okay. They're headed home to Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, well, you guys be careful. And we'll talk to you over the weekend, maybe. But anyway, the Captain's America Third Watch, trucks on. How's that? Trucks on. Top of the hour coming up, the news, and then Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be on Don't Go Anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.